From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Afghan-American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack in a public place. The charges against Ahmad Khan Hamani include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Based on the indications that we've seen so far, it does appear that this is an act of terrorism, and that's why the investigation is being conducted the way that it is. You know, the situation yesterday when the president addressed it was still quite fluid.
Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Trump, a businessman who is making his first leap into national politics, claims Clinton demonstrates a level of ignorance about the terror threat that is disqualifying for a person seeking the presidency. For her part, Clinton, the former senator and secretary of state looking to become the country's first female president, alleged Monday that Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric has made him a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. Clinton and Trump will square off in their first debate next Monday at a New York university. The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of these three topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama hosted the first-ever Leaders Summit on Refugees in New York Tuesday, saying the